Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressional Representatives Nita Lowey and Sean Patrick Maloney, all Democrats, are behind three pieces of legislation they say would continue to shine a national spotlight on the Hudson River Valley region from Saratoga to Westchester counties. Last week, Gillibrand announced legislation that would extend and enhance federal programs that provide the Hudson Valley with access to the resources to promote tourism and conservation. One is to reauthorize the area as a National Heritage Area. Another, says Gillibrand, is the Special Resources Study Act.
We also have to work to gain even more federal investment by studying regional resources to determine the sustainability and suitability and feasibility of establishing sites as part of the national park system. This study would look at the economic development impact to our region. It could mean additional federal investment to preserve heritage sites and increase local tourism, which would allow businesses in the area to sustain themselves and grow.
The three are sponsoring the act to study the area that contains the counties abutting the Hudson River, from Rogers Island at Fort Edward in Washington County to the southern boundary of Westchester County. The Hudson River Valley, already designated a federal national heritage area, with more than 100 historic sites ranging from the presidential to the cultural, would lose matching federal funding without reauthorization. Congresswoman Lowey, the senior Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, talks about what was accomplished before the authorization expired.
We really ensured that this year, the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area will receive $435,000 from the federal government. These funds are leveraged with other public and private resources to produce an annual contribution of around $538 million to the state's economy, supporting 6,530 jobs, generating $66.6 million in tax revenue.
She says reauthorizing the designation is vital to preserving jobs and economic benefits. Gillibrand, Lowey, and Maloney have introduced legislation for reauthorization, which they announced at Boscobel in the hamlet of Garrison. Boscobel is a federal-style house of the late 18th and early 19th centuries, and it's a national heritage site. Stephen Miller is executive director of Boscobel.
Well, what it does is it puts Boscobel on the map even more. We're already on the map. We have a lot of people coming. But as part of that collaboration, for instance, today we had a visit by TAUK, T-A-U-C-K, Tours. They're one of the preeminent international tour companies. These people came down from Montreal to see our site and discuss bringing tours here that would originate in Montreal and come down here. So it's that broader international perspective that we're interested in.
State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes the Boscobel site, says he would like to ensure preservation in tandem with the federal level.
There is a lot more that we can do to put some regulations out that make sure that we protect these really beautiful sites so that our tourism economy can benefit from it, so that our economy can benefit from the tourists coming here to see these sites. We just can't take it for granted that places like Boscobel would be here tomorrow if we don't make the effort to take care of it. They're beautiful sites, they're real treasures, and I'm committed to doing just that.
And here's Congressman Maloney.
As long as I have an opportunity to serve in the Congress, I will be your partner, and we are going to work every day to make sure that we live up to our responsibilities to our kids and to the United States for this beautiful treasure that we have custody of for the time that we're given.
Meanwhile, Gillibrand says she plans to introduce legislation to reauthorize the Highlands Conservation Act. The Highlands stretch from Pennsylvania across to New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut with some 3.5 million acres. Lowey and Maloney are co-sponsors of the legislation in the House. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.